Land fraud is a rampant problem in Uganda. It is a complex issue that affects thousands of Ugandans, and it has far-reaching consequences that undermine economic growth, social stability, and political development. In this blog, we will examine the root causes of land fraud in Uganda, its impacts on society, and the measures that the government and other stakeholders can take to address it. Root causes of land fraud in Uganda. The primary cause of land fraud in Uganda is the lack of a secure and efficient land tenure system. Land is a crucial resource in Uganda, and it is the primary source of livelihood for most Ugandans. However, the current land tenure system is fraught with challenges such as overlapping and conflicting land laws, inadequate land registration processes, and corruption within the land administration system. These challenges create loopholes that unscrupulous individuals exploit to perpetrate land fraud. Another significant cause of land fraud in Uganda is population growth and urbanization. As Uganda's population continues to grow, there is an increasing demand for land for settlement and economic activities. This demand has led to a rise in land prices and increased pressure on land, creating opportunities for fraudsters to take advantage of unsuspecting and vulnerable landowners. Impacts of land fraud in Uganda. The impacts of land fraud in Uganda are far-reaching and affect both individuals and the entire society. Land fraud leads to land disputes, which often result in violence and loss of lives. It also affects investment and economic development, as investors are hesitant to invest in areas where land ownership is insecure. Land fraud also undermines agricultural productivity, as farmers are unable to invest in their land for fear of losing it. Moreover, land fraud exacerbates poverty and inequality in Uganda. The poor and vulnerable are often the most affected by land fraud, as they lack the resources and knowledge to protect their land rights. This leads to landlessness and homelessness, which further exacerbate poverty and inequality. Measures to address land fraud in Uganda. Addressing land fraud in Uganda requires a multifaceted approach that involves the government, civil society, and communities. The following are some of the measures that can be taken. Strengthening the land tenure system. The government needs to invest in a secure and efficient land tenure system that guarantees land rights for all Ugandans. This includes improving land registration processes, resolving conflicts over land, and streamlining land administration systems. Public awareness campaigns. The government and civil society organizations need to conduct public awareness campaigns to educate Ugandans about their land rights and how to protect them. This includes informing people about the importance of registering their land, the legal procedures for buying and selling land, and how to resolve land disputes. Strengthening legal and judicial systems. The government needs to strengthen legal and judicial systems to ensure that land disputes are resolved fairly and quickly. This includes providing legal aid services to the poor and vulnerable, improving the efficiency of courts, and increasing the capacity of judicial officers. Combating corruption. The government needs to address corruption within the land administration system by investigating and prosecuting corrupt officials. This includes strengthening anti-corruption institutions, such as the Inspectorate of Government and the Auditor General's Office. Conclusion. Land fraud is a pervasive problem in Uganda that affects the entire society. It undermines economic growth, social stability, and political development. Addressing land fraud requires a multifaceted approach that involves the government, civil society, and communities. By strengthening the land tenure system, conducting public awareness campaigns, strengthening legal and judicial systems, and combating corruption, Uganda can reduce land fraud and ensure that all Ugandans have secure land rights.